This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
There, but hey, okay, I got a question for Niner fans right here. I'll let you know what I'm talking about. I got a text from Goo today at, let me see what time that was, Goo.
You and Carter.
8:32. 8:32. I got a question for Niner fans to start out the day. All right. Last year, the San Francisco 49ers were the best team in football when it came to yards after the catch.
Okay. Yak.
They were the best team in football yards after the catch. This year, they're dead last in yards after catch. Why? What? Why? 888-957-9570. And obviously, we're not going to spend 4 hours on this, but this is baffling to me. And I just don't know what the answer is, and I'm looking for suggestions.
Okay, I got a theory.
What would you say? Because it's going to be more than one thing, clearly, but if I ask that question to you and 49er fans, how would you answer it? How do you go from first in the league in yards after catch last year to last?
Okay.
Why?
My theory, the guru computer wants to spit out, they don't run routes like that. Everything they run is kind of inside the hashes, so I'm thinking, do the receivers even got that ability, you know, because they're in close proximity to get away from guys with the route tree that they run. But that goes to smithereens because last year you just said it. They were one. Then I thought, Stoney, this has followed the Niners this season since like week two or three.
Right.
Now it's just growing and hasn't gotten better. So I say that to do a Steinman special. I don't know. I do not know what comes to mind.
And some people may not like this. But yesterday, we were giving out numbers for Brock Purdy.
That will die. Your 7-10 will not die.
What kind of season's Purdy having? And I put him at a 7. But you know what? I took a point off for the record, the red zone, and the stats. Do I take another one off because they're last in yards after catch?
No, but if you look at his yards, his aerial yards on his passes, Donnie, he's up. He's like top 5. So he's not dinking and dunking.
So get this. And I'm gonna put his name out there. Stephen Lankford, the great Stephen Lankford, KCBS Sports.
Does the best John Gruden impression you ever see.
Yes, he does.
John just got a job.
Not the one he wanted.
Oh, wow.
So I said to Stephen Lankford, he said, what are you guys getting into today? I'm like, I'm intrigued by this yards after catch stat. How do you go from the best team in the league yards after catch to the worst? And I said, what do you think, Stephen?
What did he say? I'm excited.
You know what he said? I don't think Purdy's putting the ball on the money as much as he has in
now
the past.
Now that, when I see him,
and
I'm going to give
him
a dab.
Wow. What, really? He goes, you know, Shanahan's offense, you got to lead receivers. And he said, you know, he's throwing more back shoulder stuff. And, you know, guys have to jump to make catches.
Yeah, we saw
and all
Kittle
that'll,
in Tampa Bay across the middle open, but he had to go up high.
And all that'll manifest itself in one way or the other to
that's a hell of a guess.
I don't know. I mean, I think Christian McCaffrey's absence has got to be a big part of it because they're throwing the ball 3 yards to McCaffrey and then he runs for 8. So, but they didn't have him for the first 9
games.
But
last year, Ayuk was a magician, which is why they gave him 30 per year. He was getting that yak.
It was a whole team of the whole team stats.
Because Debo Steiny, I've gotten past what happened with the long snapper. But the bottom line is, I don't see him doing a lot of that. And you know, I don't want to speak for you. You kind of say you look at the Niner weaponry. You know, they're not explosive like that in regard to the yak. So to that point, Steiny, you're wrong because last year they were number one. But that Langford, maybe he's not putting it on the money as much, and you got to do this or that to secure the catch, and the guy's got you. I don't know, but they're 5-4, so man.
Well, I also think Purdy's throwing the ball downfield more this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think there's a correlation that the further you throw the ball, probably the less yards after the catch you're going to get. I mean... That's what I would figure. So maybe because they're not, I don't want to say they're a dink and dunk offense, and that's what they were last year. But if you're throwing longer passes, you're probably not getting the yards after the catch. But I do think that McCaffrey's a big part of this. And I would expect when he comes back and gets fully integrated, that number will go up.
Okay, but...
What do 49er fans just think about that stat? First in the league in yak last year, last in the league in yak this year.
Well, I want to say, Steiny, that's the low to anybody that thinks that way, and I'm not saying you're wrong.
Which way?
The McCaffrey component.
Oh.
But that has nothing to do, even if he's not on the field, when I'm throwing to Spadoni, when I'm throwing to Carter, when I'm throwing to you,
right.
It's me and you. So if I'm not delivering the ball in a place to where you can catch it and keep going, because let's be honest, Juwan Jennings has been a godsend, right? Yep. I never once looked at him like, oh boy, you're not doing anything with the yak yards. And until I saw that from David Lombardi, they're dead last. It's fascinating, and I don't have the answers.
888-957-9570 is the number.
Maybe Cam does when he joins
us. Good call. Cam Inman, 1130. We'll obviously ask him that. 415 on the Comcast business text line. I think it's a lack of separation.
But, Steiny, they're top five in air yards.
All acknowledge that this offense this year is less dynamic than last year. Is it just personnel? Or are they doing things a little bit different?
Well, that's when I'll just go McCaffrey and rest my case because you played 8 games without him. But, Steiny, what do you want? A 10-yard out route and then the guy to run 40? Or do you want me to throw it 38 yards in the air, you catch it and get tackled? I'll take the 38.
I actually want the first one because I think it's safer, believe it or not. I think the further you throw the ball down the field, the more likely you are to get intercepted or make a mistake.
Now let's put it right on the table.
Okay.
They lost to Minnesota. They lost to aggressive defenses. We saw Kansas City kind of keep them in check. Are you scaring defenses that way if you're doing it the way you just said?
Well, maybe what else is going on here is, and it's a very general thing, maybe teams are catching up with our offense a little bit. Defenses.
That's a great one.
I'm just wondering, 49er fans, I'm just looking for an explanation because I think there's probably a lot of them out there, but I want to hear what you guys think. And then I also want to know do you think it's a big deal or not?
Because if you're 8-2, it's not a big deal. But when you're 5-4, I think it's a big deal.
I agree wholeheartedly. I think you're absolutely right there. 888-957-9570 is the number. And we're going to talk some Niners today. I also want to get into a little bit of a little more of Brock Purdy and just, I don't want to say we're going to crunch some numbers, but I'm just looking at these quarterback salaries, and
they're so whack.
We're going to bat some of those around and talk about Brock Purdy, and where he's going to fall on this list.
But if he were number one, would it upset you? It wouldn't upset me because they're bums right now that are getting that money, that chicken, Steiny. And they're not living up to it. So if Purdy, and I'm not calling him a bum by any stretch, if he ends up shattering or he's number one, I'm okay with it. Because it's not indicative of how good the quarter. Dak is number one.
I know.
Trevor Lawrence is tied for two with Burrow.
But that's always a slippery slope to look at what somebody else is making who's not as good. Let's say Trevor Lawrence, not worth the money.
Been a nightmare.
Well, just because Trevor Lawrence got it, you got to give it to this guy. Now, I know Brock Purdy's different, than Trevor Lawrence, but we'll get into that. We also have some unbelievable sound from Draymond Green.
It's incredible.
He was on Fred Warner's podcast, and
Fred's got a podcast.
Absolutely incredible,
yeah. Dude. And, podcast.
And we're gonna play it for you because it is just. It's fascinating.
He's brilliant.
What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. This segment sponsored by Save Mart and Lucky California.
Make it a holiday with festive deals.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.